on the market watch with me. I have Floris Berg today from Capricorn Asset Management. And I want to declare up front that we are recording this on a Monday, the 23rd of June, because by the time that you hear this, things might have already changed again then in 24 hours. That's the speed of news these days. But we are going to talk, Floris, about what is very hot in the press right now is the not only the happenings of last week Thursday with Israel's action in Iran, but then also what happened on Saturday with the U.S. involvement now as well. So let's start off by saying, what do you see will be the impact of all of this now? I mean, various touch points, right?
Yeah, Michelle, you are correct in saying the speed of change is now so that it's hard to keep up with everything. But yeah, let's just say it like this. For now, the markets have been surprisingly muted in their reactions. If you look at the equity markets, the gold market, for instance, bonds and even the currency, well, the currency has already gone to 1813, so it's solidly above 18 again. But don't forget, just a few months ago, beginning of April, the currency was at 1980. Mm-hmm. But so outside of those, the main reaction that we have seen that will impact us directly is the oil price. Mm. So we've seen the oil price spike by 22%. Month to date in June, and that will no doubt be incorporated into the price setting of fuel prices both in South Africa and in Namibia for July. So yeah, that is the main reaction that we've seen.
Yeah, so last week Friday, the day after the Thursday attacks, I've heard on the FT that the insurance premiums on cargo shipping through that area has gone up in 24 hours with about 60% overnight. And I mean, all of that also adds to the effect that this will all have on inflation. So oil touches everything on inflation. So take us a bit through that. Maybe before you answer, it is still not clear. I mean, you see some news saying that that Strait of Hormuz has been closed, and then others are quite vague on it. So it's not really sure if that shipping channel has now been closed or not. But all of this has got a major impact on inflation. And take us through what we can expect.
Here's what you're saying about all of those things. Makes me think of that saying that goes, the first casualty of war is truth.
Yeah.
So the first,
exactly.
So the messages will be very mixed, etc. But I mean, the oil price, one can see on the markets what's happening with it.
Yeah.
Now, for us to evaluate the impact of the oil move on our fuel prices, one needs to take into account five factors. First of all, is the oil price itself, yes. And then, what is the wholesale landed cost of fuel at Walvis Bay? But first, before you get there, you have to look at what the currency has done. Now, fortunately, month to date, the currency has been virtually flat. So we talk about 22% surge in oil. It is in US dollar terms and in Namibia dollar terms, but for all practical purposes. Thirdly is what the refineries will do. How will they react now? How much are the margins they can squeeze and how much stock they have on hand? Then fourthly is the shipping cost, which you now referred to. So the shipping cost is no doubt also rising. So if you add that to the jump in oil, that doesn't spell good news for us. But firstly, in the first factor is also the subjective decisions that the National Energy Fund and the Ministry of Mines and Energy will make. because they have a say over the levies that are on the fuel price itself. Yes. So if one looks at the wholesale price of fuel landed in Walvis Bay, that is about roughly 60% of the price, the eventual pump price. But then all the other levies and margins that are added is about 40% of the pump price. So there's a lots of moving parts in the eventual setting of the fuel price itself. But yeah, if one looks at the effect on inflation in Namibia, the about 5% of the inflation basket is weighted in fuel. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a big portion of spending directly. So if the oil price spikes by this much, the National Energy Fund will be hard pressed to really smooth it out at all.
Yeah,
it depends on what their position is, obviously, which is unknown. What is the balance on that fund? But if one just gets a 10% increase in fuel, meaning in petrol and diesel in Namibia, that already makes a huge difference to the outlook for inflation.
Mm.
So if we just get half the oil price surge in our fuel prices, that would mean where we previously expected inflation in Namibia to be around 4% ballpark towards the end of this year, now we are looking at 5%.
Yeah, and Floris, so, I mean, obviously, this is now on the fuel price, as you say, wholesale Walvis Bay, but then also for all the goods that we are importing, mm-hmm. The effect of the oil on those goods as well are also affecting us.
Yeah, that's what they also always say, the second round effects, ne?
Mm-hmm.
But directly, at the moment, it looks like we're going to 5% inflation again overall. But obviously, if it continues in this manner that it's now rising, then we are looking at even higher inflation rates.
Yeah. So,
it is definitely not a good inflation story that we're looking at. And yeah. I'd say it is a sudden sea change in the outlook for inflation that is now being factored into the thinking of central banks.
Yeah, let's quickly move on to that then as a last question. I mean, what do you now foresee? I mean, this is really, I guess, a waiting game.
Yeah, you're right there, Michelle. I think the central banks are all going into a wait-and-see mode. We've already have a cluster of central bank meetings last week. Four central banks that we've seen that's really gone on hold, including the Bank of Namibia. So they are likely to maintain this wait-and-see stance for as long as let's call it bombing campaign or toing and froing between Iran and Israel continues, because it's really unknown what the effect will be inflation-wise, because oil is just one of those things that are going to impact inflation. We're also talking perhaps the interruption in supply chains and all that. So, I think the window for lower interest rates has really closed by now. I don't foresee central banks cutting rates this year, given this huge sudden uncertainty that was injected into the global landscape.
Yeah. What we don't have time for now, and thank you very much for your response, but maybe at the next time that we speak, we can touch on the further impacts of tariffs, because the 90-day reprieve from the president of the U.S., I think that time period is now almost complete, and one is now unsure as to what will happen with that. So that just adds to question marks and uncertainty on inflation. So thank you very much, Floris. I mean, this is really a tense time for everybody physically and financially. So let's see what happens. Thank you very much for being my guest.
Okay, it's a pleasure. Perhaps we must just all fill up this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Floris.
All right. All the best there. Bye-bye.